How are we gonna restore 15 to 20 million jobs? I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again, everyone, to another edition of American Workers Radio, broadcasting here on 860 AM in Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And as you know, our signal can be heard throughout southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today is going to be a wild day. We are all ready to do it. Mark Andel, I have to hear from him about a special interview that he had, and I want a little update on that. We're going to hear from the very well-known Larkin Conley. We're going to hear from Bruce Bassett Powell. And, of course, Mark Andel has to give us that update. I want to know what is going on, and I have to tell you all, it's been just wonderful to see on the national news media. I wish they could do more of it, but they have been promoting a lot of small business month discussions this month on their networks. In our local press, we've been getting good publicity. In our local news teams, they've been also promoting December as National Small Business Month. In fact, I was very pleased even with David Muir on TV6. He was giving more and more stuff and mentioning that this is the Small Business Month feature. I like that. That's very important. That's what it's all about. If we don't start pushing ourselves, who the hell are we going to have to push us? Anyways, I want to say thanks to all of you for tuning in and helping us to spread all the good news that we try to make possible here on this particular broadcast. It's a lot of work to get people together. People are beginning to speak up. We're going to speak up about a few things today. I just want to make sure everybody's on board to see what should be done in the near future. I want to thank Professor Michael Bussler for being our guest last week. And Professor Bussler, as you know, is a professor of finance at Stockton University in Galloway, New Jersey. And people liked what he has to say. They always do, every time he's on. And if you weren't able to hear that particular broadcast last week, you can always hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by going to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime Here. The past broadcasts will come up and you'll be able to know exactly what is going on. You know, time to get back to a balance of everything in America. A national budget is more important than most people realize. Larkin, you know what a budget is from making your business operations move forward. Bruce, you knew the same thing. And Mark, you do the same thing. You know what it's all about. Unfortunately, I don't think many of our national leaders understand what it takes to run a daily operation. That simply becomes part of what it's all about to be an elected official, and they keep giving all kinds of excuses as to why they, as elected officials, can't promote December as National Small Business Month, because it's controversial. Because we're not just small businesses in America. We have a lot of small businesses bringing stuff over to America and selling it in our stores. You know, it's like going out in your car for a 200-mile ride, but there's no fuel to drive it. And that's how I feel about a lot of these elected officials. And I think in the new year, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do a few weeks ago, and start to become even more open about a lot of this stuff. And all of us that lead the Buy American Made campaign offer season's greetings, a very Merry Christmas coming up in days. And all of you who are listeners and supporters celebrated Hanukkah, you'll be celebrating Kwanzaa, you'll be celebrating all sorts of special times in the next few weeks. I encourage all of you to have a good time during this very festive time of year. And of course, Whenever you're in contact with family and friends, make sure you let them know how important it is to support America's workers. Talk to their politicians about getting those programs back in school. And I have to tell you, too, a few additional schools in our Philadelphia area are now promoting job training programs. Wow. Boy, am I overjoyed to hear that. It's certainly good to hear about all the celebrations that we're going to be experiencing in the next few weeks. And I want the happiness being shared now during this very special time of year to continue throughout the year. Boy, if we don't need that, I don't know what we need. And of course, the Christmas holiday season is a good time to thank everyone involved with all of our efforts for promoting, going out of their way to pick up things made in America, speak at the cash register, how you would like to see more and more things made in America, because that's where it all starts, and we'll hopefully be able to discuss a few of those things during today's broadcast. But first, I want to welcome a very special individual who has been on leave for a couple weeks, and Larkin Conley, how are you doing, Dr. Larkin?
I'm wonderful, Michael. Henry, Mark, Bruce, I wanted to make sure that I could get on today. Not only do I miss my weekly confab with you all, but this being the last broadcast before Christmas, I wanted to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year, I guess, comes along with that. I missed our discussions, although I must tell you I listened intensely, wanted to call in a couple times, but didn't, and really enjoyed Mike Bussler, Professor Bussler. He's always dynamic. He always has great logic and good substantial reasoning behind his remarks, and he's always a joy to have on.
Excellent. Well said, Larkin. He is unbelievable. And, you know, he, as you hear him on the radio, when he gets in front of his class, he's the same person. He's very, very outstanding. And, you know, he's not the kind of person who wouldn't get back to people if they wanted to speak to him. That's what we're missing. We need a lot of these people in businesses, politicians, community leaders to start talking with each other more than ever. Larkin, we have just so few people discussing anything. All you know now is what you see on the news.
So, Mike, I wanted to throw in here. Last night, my wife and I watched a movie that my daughter advised me not to watch. She said, don't watch that movie yet. And it's a movie with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke, a handful of other actors. And it's a movie called Leave the World Behind.
Hmm.
And I watched it, and I sat in absolute silence for a half hour after that. I've watched that movie. It was unbelievable, and it's Hollywood kind of at its best. It's a what-if movie, and it's a very, very powerful what-if, and I would advise everybody, leave the world behind. It's on Netflix, and it stars Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke. It's a good flick, and if that isn't provocative enough for you, I can't imagine what would be. It will certainly stimulate a lot of thought on any viewer's mind, and if it doesn't, I just can't imagine.
Interesting. I have not seen that, to be honest, and I'm going to try very hard to check that out. Interesting. Larkin, when you can, send me a text or something. I'm going to try to get that. I'm hoping to have a few restful days, but, you know, with family and kids and everybody coming over and doing things, we're going to have some real wildness. But after that, I'll be ready to leave the world behind. Because, Larkin, did they advise you during that movie to put a lot of the press to the side?
No. Not at all. It's a very kind of a bizarre approach. But again, if watching this movie and viewing the ending and turning off the television or whatever, and you don't find yourself sitting there going, "Good Lord," I'd be very, very surprised.
Well, I can't.
So I don't want to blow any more of the movie, but I truly. I thought that's one of the most provocative movies I've seen in a very, very long time.
You know, I'm going to bring in, I know that Bruce has an engagement today, but I want to bring in Mark for a reason. He was on an interview about his 100% American-made store. Mark, give us a little bit of an update, what that was all about.
Yes, will do. Hey, welcome back, Larkin. Great to hear your voice. Merry Christmas to everyone. Larkin, I just watched that movie with Linda about a week ago, and Leave the World Behind. I love the Teslas all piling up, but yes, let's leave the viewers to see that movie. Mike, a lot going on, and I was blessed with these interviews, and I always love going on them. We had a radio station and then a local station, TV4, gave me 5 minutes last Friday, and just Jackie Walker is an anchor for Buffalo for 40-plus years, just a beautiful person, really gets our movement. And then I was just yesterday released NTD, national TV broadcast. They're based out of New York City, but it's interesting. It's basically ran with Chinese people, but that don't like Chinese way of life, and wanted to know kind of about our products and whatnot. So I think that aired very well, Mike. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it. It was a lot of great attention for Made in America and our mission, and clearly is to create and save quality livelihoods in the USA by creating jobs for our children's future. And Mike, yeah, that was great. It's the Christmas run right now. The Buffalo weather isn't too bad this year. Last year we had 7 foot of snow for Thanksgiving. We had 4 foot of snow for Christmas. So it wiped out like 2 weeks of premium shopping days. This year we just had 2 inches yesterday, and that's just a nuisance snow. 2 inches is nothing to us. that whites the ground. We don't even get the shovel out. But so the Christmas runs on. People have been great, like you said, Mike. There's so much good going on, and we always try to stay positive because there's so much mess in leadership and whatnot. But people are making it a point to buy local, buy made in America. We try to tell our mission and our movement and what we're all about. We're like this company that has General Welding making products for Made in America. We're kind of a working model. We support our veterans, skilled trade workers on the boards of schools, and people love that. That's our kind of why we do what we do, which is very important. We build loyal customers, and they come back. So, it's a great time of year. I love Christmas, so Merry Christmas. It's great to see these shoppers. They've got, about 5 days left, I think, to shop, and then Christmas is Monday. So, I appreciate you guys and Larkin, you coming back. It's big stuff. And, I think what we do all year is very important, and we've got to keep doing it and educating people. And why Made in America is important, why, talking it up, communicating, having social skills, and skilled trades and getting these skilled trades in schools, and why it's just so important for us, for our survival as a country.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. It is for the survival of the country. When they talk in the media that this one was, had problems, and what the kind of problems I mean, they say that they have no skills. They do these things and rob or whatever because they have no skills, and there's no jobs that want them and stuff like that. It's absolutely ridiculous. I cannot see how our school boards, our parents, and our elected people did not address this at least 30 years ago. at least 30 years ago, and we had those wonderful programs in the schools. They used to call it shops and then trades and technology classes. Why aren't they doing that the way they were? In Philadelphia alone, we had a good number of those schools. It's down to about half. The programs are downsized within the half of those schools, and yet we don't have the people to replace them when they do. All they keep talking about is in the media is the presidential election. You know, I want to bring a few things about that up today. Larkin and all of us, we're going to be talking with family and friends over the holiday and promote efforts like American Workers Radio, National Small Business Weekend, which is something we do, American Made Month and all this stuff. We're doing this, and yet all the media is doing is political nonsense, wasting our time. It gets to the point with me, as soon as I hear the first few minutes, I want to turn it off because it doesn't mean anything to me. And that's why I beg people when they tell me, well, how are we going to do it? I say, well, it's time for the teachers to speak up, school boards to speak up, community leaders to speak up, parents to speak up, and also elected people, although they look like they're going to be last in the line of speaking up. But teachers, school boards, community leaders, parents, they all have the opportunity to really be vocal about this. If we don't do it, it's not going to be done. I can see that loud and clear. I have to turn to him for a minute, and I want to get back to the USA still. Mark, I hope that you sent that out to Larkin and also that they would be able to see that, because that's pretty unbelievable what's going on. But Dr. Yeah. Bruce Bassett Powell, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Michael. How are you doing?
And your friend is fine as could be, and he's a wild man as always. And, you know, he always used to give us his wish list around this time of year. So I was thinking about that. I thought, oh, we need a wish list from Dr. Larkin. But we'll save it for next week if possible.
Yes.
Well, it'll be ready next week.
Okay, we can talk about that, because if you had a wish list, well, then if you didn't get it for Christmas, maybe we can get it for the new year, and maybe we can continue with the wish list for the balance of the year. That okay, Larkin, we'll be looking forward to the wish list. But Bruce, what is new? I mean, Bruce, tell me something that's cheering you up watching the media.
Well, not much, to be honest. it's just, I don't know, chaotic. But I just thought I'd bring to your attention, to our readers, listeners' attention, that something interesting happened this week. Joe Biden nixed a major trade deal with the United Kingdom, because senators did not support it. They said it didn't do enough to protect American workers or products made in America. And I don't know what the details of it are, but they're pretty pissed off over in the UK.
Interesting.
I've been looking for it too, exactly what the details were. I know that a lot of it had to do with data transfer, whatever that means. But anyway... that's one of those things. Biden was very, very anti-Britain leaving the European Union, and so was Obama. But they did, and I think the British are pretty happy that they left the European Union.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But because it's retaliation, then that's what it is, I guess.
You know, in I see in various countries, when I look in some countries in Europe, I'm seeing that they are focused more on their objectives than they have been in many years. And even going back to, Southeastern Europe and Eastern Europe, I see that more and more people are getting businesses moving, job creation is happening like wow. And so much of those that stuff is now coming over to the United States. And when I go out shopping, I notice it and I say to myself, wow, what's what we need in the United States? People to pay attention. Now, whatever Biden did over there, I know they were all angry that the UK left the European Union, but it's getting tough. You know, when you look at the TV and you see that all they're worrying about is the political end of things. And, you know, there's so much discussion in the media about the upcoming presidential election. Okay, I agree with all that, and it's very nice. But we have to remember that we're electing a president who's supposed to be our national cheerleader. We're not electing a god. We're not electing a dictator. I mean, what Biden did, unfortunately, does not sit well with me with that executive order where we are now paying so much more through inflation because of that executive order to, you know, try to do less drilling.
A lot more.
Yeah. And we should be doing a lot more of it, not less.
But, you know, gas is going to go up again because they can't go through the Red Sea into the Suez Canal anymore. They've got to go all the way around.
I saw that. Yes, I saw all that taking place.
That's going to bring prices up.
And there, you know, we have so much oil right here on our side of the world. What are we playing this game for? I can't figure it out. And, you know, people who bought electric cars, had them for 3 years, or leased the cars, said they turned it in. They don't want any more part of it. They were too worked up, especially when they were going on a longer trip. They just couldn't stand the idea of where will I get it, you know, rearmed with energy and all this stuff. They didn't want to do it. So they said, oh, just my regular car. I went back to the dealer. I leased a new car. And the dealer said to me, you're probably doing the right thing because you are constantly on the road. And when you're constantly on the road, you don't want to have a lot of problems. You know, guys, I want to tell you something. People are talking, and I hope that many people will discuss this during their holidays. But when they're talking about electing the next president, you heard what happened in one of the states. They are not allowing President Trump to be on the ballot. I think to myself, why are we worrying about this when our country needs so many positive things? We don't have enough jobs for our people. And by the way, I looked, what are the duties of a president? This is a very basic thing, what a duty of a president is. Number one, 7 duties he has when he's elected. He's the chief citizen of the United States because he got a lot of votes and was able to attain that office. He was elected by the majority of people who went out and voted. He's the commander-in-chief of America's armed forces and, you know, looking out for America's best interests. That's number two. He's the chief diplomat to bring people together, to unite us in America, to bring foreign leaders to the United States, to do positive things. He's the chief executive to ensure that the government is operating properly. He's the chief host. He welcomes leaders from around the world to Washington and all sorts of places of interest. He travels around the world trying to give he or she, I'm not saying he or she, whoever the next president will be, I want to wish them the very best, but I want them to look at what the real duties of a president is. He's the chief legislator. He has to prepare the budget, outline the needs and concerns of the American people, and then urge Congress to pass the budget, propose to look out for America and the American people. That's what this has been going on for. We've been watching it, but nobody really explains what the duties of a president are. And his most important duty is to be chief politician, try to bring all parties together. elected parties, non-elected parties, to do their best for the United States of America. So when I say being a president is supposed to be a cheerleader, that's what we need in a president. The last time we spoke about this was 2 months ago, and somebody said the best cheerleader America had at that time was Ronald Reagan. Everywhere he went, he put his best foot forward to represent the United States and make the American people proud. That's really all we're looking for. I'm not looking to honor or make a god. Are you, Mark?
No, you know, it's funny you're talking about this. And, Mike, you know I sent you on United States, the steel company, which we'll get into. I want to just talk for a minute about the current times, you know, the brutal facts of the current reality. We talk about rapid inflation, product shortage, worker shortage, leadership shortage, and it's real. We've had a major place announce they're closing down this week up here, API Heat Transfer. They make heat exchangers. 134 people will be laid off this next year, at the beginning of the year, and it's a small town they were based out of. They're in Alden or Arcade in our area. They're also in Buffalo, and then they're in China, Wisconsin, and Germany. But it was a layoff and a shutdown of their one leg of business. And then we had one of our top vendors for the Made in America Store Show. I won't say the name yet, but it was one of our top 10 vendors out of 500 that just said, I know the owner, he's been on my show, he just couldn't come back after the pandemic, the four-year run here with expenses high, and even though they had 50 employees, but they announced yesterday, Mike. And my only point, you know, these tough times, I'm in the game. You know, I'm not retired, and we're living the game, and I've got many people that work for me that are living paycheck to paycheck, and expenses are just so high. But like the professor said last week, with shutting off fossil fuel, you know, stopping the people, you know, federal government, you can't drill on their lands, you stop the oil companies from, you know, investing or getting loans for it. We're heavy into the oil mining, military work, and my new customer came and said Biden's making some bad decisions on regulation, how he's regulating the fracking sand and not holding to the standards that should be held to for safety. And you hear so many parts of this. I just wonder, like you said, Mike, on the news, they're not talking about anything that matters. Nothing. You know, about how they're going to fix this. And Larkin's list was always good. Boy, what we've done on the show, if they ever followed any of it, we'd be in a much better place. But I don't know who could like what's going on. You just can't sit and like what's going on. You know, and it's unfortunate. This is the holiday season. I'm all into the holidays, enjoying with your families. But we got to come out next year strong and keep this going. We, the people, have to. They got to get educated more and vote better.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Mark, I'm going to ask you about that U.S. Steel in a few minutes. But first of all, while we're talking about this, Larkin, you've been around in the oil business and all. Do you think what is going on right now is the right thing to be done?
Well, I think our country has genuinely lost its way. And all they want to do is alienate themselves by partisan politics. Nobody except, and you're going to think this is really wild, but I ask you to listen to them. I'm not saying I'm voting for them, but I just heard some interesting language of the New Jersey governor. whose name jumped right out of my head, who's running for president.
Chris Christie.
Chris Christie, thank you, Bruce. He is saying stuff that's good for the country, not for the party, not to get more Republicans or Democrats elected. He's talking about the real problems that we have. And he's worthy, certainly, to be listened to. I continue prediction that it will not be a Trump recake. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. And let me put it to you this way. If it does end up to be a rematch, we really got problems. we've got serious problems because politics will have taken over the operation of our country as opposed to statesmanship and do the right thing.
I agree. I agree, Larkin, 100%.
We have to find a politician. And I heard Mark bring up the U.S. Steel thing. Nothing has happened in the last 3 months as profound as this country not owning, private or public, United States Steel.
Right.
United States Steel and the shareholders, who obviously can't possibly care about anybody else, are willing to take $14.2 billion. I apologize for not remembering the number, 14.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's $14 billion. It's like putting our heads on a chopping block. United States Steel. It's unbelievable.
Let me ask Mark a question. Mark, is there a larger producer today of steel in the United States?
You know what's funny, Larkin? Nucor, Mittal, there's some big boys. But this takeover being U.S. Steel, $14.9 billion by Japan, and, you know, they had a couple companies, Cleveland-Cliffs and, Mittal, and they were right there, but like you said, they sold out. Just amazes me when I read the whole article. And this is done. It's a done deal, U.S. Steel, and Nucor is the largest U.S. steel maker, Larkin, to answer your question.
Nucor. The thing that bugged a lot of the people is that a foreigner will now own that name.
Yes. It's like your pork, Larkin. It's like all the pork.
Guys,
when I eat bacon, you made my bacon not taste as good, Larkin.
What?
You made my bacon not taste as good.
Yeah, right.
Well, who doesn't like bacon? But you told me, right?
Yep.
Well, see, this is, Larkin, while you were away about 2 weeks ago, we talked about one of the companies who is like a broker to buy up businesses in America and to sell them to the foreign companies, just like this thing with United States Steel. Who is buying that, Mark?
That is Japan's
Nippon Steel in Japan.
Okay.
Owned by Japan.
So United States Steel will be owned by Japan now. Very interesting.
Yes.
Now, Larkin, what happened, this gentleman sat with me for a good hour, and he said to me, what we've been doing in the last 25 years? He said, every time a business goes overseas and they make all the stuff, after 25 years, if there's going to be a change of the business or a sale of the business or whatever, the country that took in the jobs are manufacturing the product, get first opportunity to buy the company. So what we're doing actually to ourselves is we're slaughtering ourselves on the road of the future. Because like United States Steel, for $14.9 billion, we're sold down the river. And of course, so many of these other companies like the clothing company, all the labels that you see in the stores, it's not that they're made only foreign. They're also owned by foreign now, because as the people in America retire, die off, whatever, they get first dibs at the business. So they keep the name, they keep the manufacturing, they keep the customers in America, they're able to circulate the funds here in America. And what are we doing to ourselves? That's the problem. What are we doing to ourselves that we don't have anybody, even Chris Christie or any of these people? I'd like to see them all speaking up about what's happening to our businesses. Larkin, do you think you'd like to hear him speaking up about it?
Oh, I listened to Chris Christie, and I think he's barking up the right tree. But unfortunately, he didn't have 12% of the vote right now. So the first thing I would do is eliminate all of these polls that are predicting who's going to win. I think the Democrats have said, listen, we got beat. Hillary got beat by thinking that she had 97% of the vote, and she just went home and sat on her hands and waited for the call that she's the next president. Polls need to go away. They need to stop with all of these polls. I don't care. I don't pay attention to them.
No.
I just don't care. But there's only one thing worse than losing our pork and losing the steel and losing small companies across the country. There's only one thing worse, and that's selling our land.
Right. Oh, yes.
To foreigners. They're selling our land to foreigners. Are you pulling my leg? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, Larkin, those foreigners are clever. Let me just say this while I can, and I'll be as diplomatic as possible. Those countries that we borrowed money from to give toward our own deficit, they're not asking for the money. They're asking for L-A-N-D, land in America. That's a clever part of that, because they can build industries here in America, put on the label made in America, while the business is owned by a foreign conglomerate. It's very interesting, this new scheme. A pants company just told me that they were looking for land because they were owed some money. They were looking for land, and they were going to restore portion of the manufacturing here in the United States, and everybody will get used to it as made in America, and that'll be it. They'll bring 90% in foreign made and 10% in America, and that's the end. So it doesn't make sense what we're doing. Land giving, we couldn't these other countries. I don't think so. Not the way we're buying land for a specific purpose. So they could grow in America. They want to grow. And that's why I think you're right, Larkin. We need more choices for president, a lot more choices to see what it's about. But, you know, the biggest thing I would like to see, and people tell me this on a regular basis, Michael, what do you have to do to get 90% of the American people to vote in the spring primary and the November election? Larkin, you've been in the elected field in South Philly and all. You know the gig. What do you think would be needed to get 90% of the voters out? Larkin is stymied by that question. What would be needed? I mean, I don't know. In Europe, they had 78%, 80% of the people came out to vote in the last elections. But in America, we're getting 30, 40% is like, wow, isn't that unbelievable? How do you get people enthused to vote?
Well, Mark knows. If you have people not buying something in your store, you have to think about what you have to offer. So give me a candidate, and I can guarantee you that there'll be more people out to vote for him. Him, mm-hmm. her.
And, you know, people are telling me, Larkin, this is another thing, which is very interesting. And Mark, too. I don't know about New York, but right now we have 14 states that have open primaries. And that allows every registered voter to vote in the spring primary without a barrier. They go in, and whatever candidate impressed them, they can go in and vote. The rest of the states are in all these mishmashes. You have to be this, you have to be that. And everybody is starting to agree. I registered independent, and I want to be independent. But why am I discriminated against? The word was discriminated against, that I can't go in there after watching television shows, hearing all sorts of debates on TV and on the radio, that I can't go in and vote for my candidate in the primary. Larkin, I know this is a major two-party system country, but maybe it's time to allow everybody who wants to vote the opportunity to vote.
You know, we really are built on a two-party. I wouldn't stand in the way of a third party. To me, it just complicates things. And Mark and Bruce, I know, will both agree with this. There is a politician. There is a political individual available that has every attribute plus more than Ronald Reagan. We just have to find that person.
Yeah.
And I've literally gone through the rolls of the House and the Senate, and there are a ton of names I don't know. But of the names I do know, none of them, as far as I'm concerned, none of them fits the bill for being a world leader. This person has to – the world.
The world, right. The world has become, Larkin, a very, very small place. It's not like it was even during Ronald Reagan and Internet and everything else. Everybody knows what's happening within a half an hour of it happening. And this is something that we really need, that type of a cheerleader. When I say people are saying we need a cheerleader, we don't have a cheerleader. We're talking about Donald Trump. When he was running his casinos, when he had that show on television, when he was involved in various, pageants and all, he was considered a very wonderful person. It wasn't until he ran for president that everybody freaked out. Not going to be in that kind of a category. Somebody who's really going to be sincere about looking out for the people, and not just during the election primary, but for the long-term stability of the people. That is a big problem. It's like you go to a governor's event, and they say, "I am going to represent all the people." And then after the election, it's like they forgot. All the material is just pushed aside. This has got to stop. That's what discourages people from coming out and voting, because they say, "My vote really doesn't matter." I don't like hearing that either. As far as a president's concerned, we need to know how he or she will represent the American people, the taxpayers, we the taxpayers, the American worker and America's businesses. Would a president, if we had a proper department in Washington, Department of Commerce or whatever, do you think, Mark, do you think a president should say, "I heard rumors that they want to sell this U.S. steel company"? Would you think a president would say, "Well, go over and see what it's all about"? We don't want that to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. We want to hold some of our brands, but the U.S. steel company, steel mills, I think we're down to 11 or 12, which is sad. There was thousands in the day, and steel is our, you know, what we're all about. Like Lincoln, our President Lincoln, believed in a railroad, but also believed in putting the rails in, the tracks, and making the steel here, keeping the work here. You know, me and you, Mike, talk about all the time, support the country you live in, 50-50 fair trade. But these are things that just shouldn't happen to me for $14.9 billion. You would think somebody would jump in. Somehow they would save these mills. And we need more mills here logistically. North America, it makes sense to have a continent of consumption and have our mills here. That's like your foundation of the country to me.
Well, absolutely. And, Mark, talk is one thing. documenting their policies in writing always allows you to know what type of a person, a leader, a cheerleader, whatever, they will be in the future, not just a lot of hot air. When the election is over, everybody runs for the woodwork, and hopefully you have short memories and be done with it. This is not what it's all about. Something has to happen. You know, when I spoke with, we've been doing a lot of promoing for this December as National Small Business Month. And believe it or not, it's happening by small business associations. Stores put the little signs in their windows and all, trying to bring a little bit of cheer. It's in newspapers, on radio broadcasts, things like that. But no politicians coming forward to say, this is a wonderful idea. Why can't we do this? Why can't I support this?
I got a very interesting text message from a good friend of mine. As pragmatic an individual as I know, he's always looking for the right answer, and certainly sees through the politics. And he wrote me just minutes ago that if Trump gets in, you'll never get him out. Nobody is asking about that or stating it. He's a complete strongman autocrat. Now, if I could hear that from a million different people, but when I hear it from David, it becomes a reality to me, because he's such a pragmatic thinker, and it does concern me. I think everybody remembers they were better times under Trump than they were under Biden. Right now, Biden can't simply get out of his own way. And it's too bad, because when he got elected, he was, you know, Railroad Joe, the guy that took the train home every night to Wilmington and blah, 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 blah. And this has just been a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm virtually a genuine nightmare. And it started when we climbed our way out of Afghanistan and left, what, $500 billion worth of armaments and helicopters and tanks and bullets and rifles behind. I don't see any middle. Mm-hmm. I know that my friend David's in the middle, and I know Bruce is pretty much in the middle. He's a little left of middle. I see Biden on one end and Trump on the other end, and that there's not even a person there. You know, I said last year, and so many people said it 3 years ago, I held my nose and voted for this guy. There's nobody that I'd hold my nose and vote for. I mean, it's somebody's going to come out of the woodwork. I really thought it was the good senator from West Virginia, but he's not doing anything right now. But boy, we don't get our stuff together pretty quickly and start acting like we're halfway intelligent.
We're done. We're finished.
We're done.
Yeah. You know, I need to see and hear from a president who talks common sense. We need to have the best businesses in America, the best jobs for the American people. You know, I feel a candidate for president should be uniting all Americans, not catering to rich, poor, or in between in any way different, but to all Americans. Americans should be, created the same. And I really feel that there's been a lot of negative things happening in the United States in the last 8-10 years, because we were beginning to get along very well for many years. And then it became all this race, color, creed, all this negativity. I don't think it's a good time. We're at a very good holiday season, and we have to treat everybody with love and respect. And that's what it's all about.
Hey Mark, here's the deal. Let's eliminate both parties. Let's have no party politics.
There you go. Because we've got to unite people, and it's just not happening. It's too far left, too far right. We need a leader that inspires, has charisma, that loves America. That's okay. And to really want to face these challenges and start breaking them down and answering them instead of kicking that can down the road. I don't see them answering anything.
Well, I'd like to see, quite honestly, and the holiday season is a perfect time, and don't make this part of your holiday tradition to be sitting there asking about the perfect person for president, because that's not something anybody's going to want to get into. But you can definitely say we need somebody who's focused, just like Mark said, on the well-being of America. We need somebody to talk about jobs and job skills in the great United States of America. You know, we have 42 million people in the United States living in poverty, low-income situations. Half of them, I'm not talking about the elderly or the young people, but half of that 42 million could be made ready for jobs. And in fact, what disturbs me more than anything at this time of year, as I drive down the streets in many places, I see tent villages with homeless people. How in America can we have 160 million Americans, families, I should say, 160,000 families out on the street? How is that possible?
So yesterday we shattered the record for the entry of illegal aliens.
Well, that's broke another it. Thing. Who
broke,
is paying
broke
that?
The record.
Well, Mark, who and Larkin, who is paying for that? I mean, you go to work. Mark, you go to work. I go to work. The next, all of us go to do something. Who we're paying our hard-earned dollars for something that has no justification? You know, for 200 years, people immigrated to this country, and they were welcomed by businesses. They needed adults, so they brought to work, and they brought whole families. That's not happening today. You see what's happening in New York and other states. They're being pushed. These migrants are being pushed into other states. People tell me, even in Center City, New York, on Broadway and all, panhandlers, not people who even know how to speak any English, panhandling money. You know, this is not what this should be all about. America, we don't have a person at the top. We don't have people in the House and Senate that should be speaking up. It's not a Republican or a Democrat or an independent issue. People should say, wait a minute, how are these people being supported? If 10 million people came to America, if they just cost $1 a day, that's $10 million a day. It doesn't make any sense to me. Where's that money coming from? It's coming from the people who are working, or they're putting America in debt every day.
The government's so overspent.
There's no way we can make it back. And the places that we borrowed the money from, Larkin, are the people who want land in America, who want property in America. That's why they're very happy to lend America money, because they know that we need the money, and they will need to take land from us or whatever to get their money back. If some of these foreign countries said, we're going to give America a big, big special present for the new year, we want all of our money back in 120 days. What do you think would happen, Larkin?
The world economy would collapse, obviously, but and that's the only thing that prevents anybody from using the economics, economics as a way to get back at us. They've got plenty of ways to get back at us, and playing around with our infrastructure is one. Giving nothing but challenges to a shrinking armed forces that we have.
Right. Now, I understand that they're looking different ways at welcoming people into the armed forces because they can't find people of the caliber of the past to come into the armed forces.
There was a story the other day about an army. A guy complaining that the food stinks and the pay is rotten. And, he makes a good point. Although I don't think in China you get a choice.
No. But Larkin and Mark and Bruce had to run off because he's on another appointment today. But I just want to say, Larkin, it's so wonderful to talk to you. You cheered my whole holiday up.
Well, I'm glad to be back, and I look forward to being here next week.
And Larkin, may you have a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful New Year, and that's for all of you. And everybody supporting the Buy American Made campaign, American Workers Radio. December is National Small Business Month. We certainly appreciate all you're doing to help us to bring attention. I hate to tell you, but a lot of smaller outfits like ours are doing the job that should be really done by the national news media. They should be really out there doing what we're doing. And I hope that in the future, we will have a lot of discussions about who's going to be our next president. But when we get started on that campaign before the primary, I want to know a lot of things before I vote for anybody, and that is I want to know what they're going to do to be the greatest cheerleader America has had since Ronald Reagan. Everybody tells me, Michael, it was Ronald Reagan. He went all over the world. He did this and that. Everybody remembers him. There's statues of him everywhere. They loved him. We need that type of era to come back in the United States again. Merry Christmas, Larkin. Merry Christmas, Mark. Merry Christmas, Bruce. Merry Christmas, Henry. And may God bless you with health, happiness, and of course, wealth too. And whatever happens in the next few years, those wishes are always for you. Have the very best because you are the very best. You represent the very best. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you before the new year. God bless.